Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast.
Live from not in a pub.
We're back.
Summer special, Blossoms Podcast.
I would say we're temporarily back.
Yeah. In collaboration with our good friends Goose Island.
Yes.
Thanks. Done a gig for him before.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane?
It's a goose.
On an island. England.
We actually did a gig for Goose Island.
Speaking of island, it was at Oval Space. It was a little bit like an island in London, wasn't it?
It was. Well, where was that? Where, is that Hackney Way?
Yeah, Hackney Way, I think.
Hackney. Yeah, no, it was
which
a good
was
gig.
Boss.
It was a really good gig.
It was nice and sweaty.
Nice and sweaty.
Them small little gigs sometimes are just
good fun, aren't they?
Actually, that was probably one of my favourite London gigs.
And do you know what was great? It wasn't the brewery, but they had like a little... Well, they did have a brewery in there,
didn't they? Pub, yeah.
Yeah.
Pub,
yeah, it was Boss.
Yeah, it was great.
Hops in, didn't we?
We got involved, yeah. Didn't we, with the brewing process.
And we tasted a load of the beers, which brings us on to why we're also doing this podcast. We're doing this and we're doing a collaboration beer with them.
A limited edition beer. 5.8%.
5.8.
Nice and strong, nice and tasty.
SK Brew Take Two!
Tropical and fruity, it's nice.
Miles, you ready?
Well, I mean, you know...
I thought you were going to rap.
No, we'll do that in a minute. We are, you know, popping some of the profits towards the Stagehand charity. Is that what it is?
Yeah, which helps out, you know, crews, you know, people behind the scenes, which often get forgotten about. Tour managers, lighting engineers.
A lot of them crews are on freelance workers. So weren't able to get furlough and sort of fell through the gaps and stuff. So
not had the support.
The Stagehand charity is a massive thing for them.
Well, they're
people.
Important to bands like us because they're not huge. People behind the scenes.
Integral.
The shows wouldn't go on without them people. So you got to...
The show wouldn't go on.
Got to remember them.
So it's nice for us all to come back in and talk as well.
And the artwork is done by your girlfriend, Emily. Very talented.
And
girlfriend.
Now your girlfriend is...
Is designing the beer can again.
It's no sure shot, but...
She likes all the hops
paint
and
the
things.
Yeah, that's good. So basically, I think it's coming out... I think it's next week or the week after, but...
Yeah, we'll let you know.
You can go on our social media if you're asked and have a look at it and stuff, you know. Or just, you know, just...
Right, Miles.
It's a band, it's the stage hand. Give me something to drink when I need to think about what happened recently, because we better give it to each other now, a better display. Explain, give me what you want, because I know I want a beer. Goose Blossoms, not related, but I'm going to drink it anyway. IPA, 5.8% is wet. Please don't make me splay. That'll do. So basically...
Do you know what? You caught me off guard with the higher range.
Yeah,
it was weird.
So, no, you know, I like that.
I thought,
IPA.
You know.
IPA. I was like, whoa.
IPA.
5.8 IPA.
It's good, though.
Yeah, it is an IPA, isn't it?
Get it now.
Pooey bum.
When it's out. are we all doing anyway?
Ghost.
Good. We've had a bit, like what? We've had like a month off, maybe?
We've had a heat wave. That's what we've had.
Yeah.
Heat wave.
It's been very warm.
It's been nice, hasn't
it? It's been nice, though. Yeah, it's kind of, we had like it was just straight rain for ages, wasn't it?
Did you hear me beep you the other day when you were outside your house?
No. Were you going past my house?
You're outside with the brew and your cap on.
Was I?
Yeah, in the sun. And I went beep beep.
No, that was his stunt double.
You still waved though, you were like.
I do it. This is the thing, if someone beeps and I don't know who they are, I just put my hand up.
I do that all the time.
Miles, how are you? How's the house?
I'm in a fucking hell, I've moved in now.
Christ,
so he.
Hey, but it's good. It's nice. It still feels like I'm on holiday a bit, though. Do you know, because like...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just... It's something new and I've...
And the weather's been nice.
And the weather's been nice. And, you know, like a gas hob and stuff like that. It's quite caravan, isn't it?
Gas hob.
So, it's good. Settled in now. Nothing really too mental to talk about. I mean,
wait till the roof falls off.
I know. I've got someone coming around to fix a missing slate from the roof.
So that's good. I've got a hole in the roof.
I'm waiting to get an extractor fan tile put in the roof. So, you know, when you have a bathroom, finishing touching the bathroom, you've got to take a tile off and put special tile on to fit it out.
We're all fun, aren't we, now?
Do you know what? This is fucking what happened.
I'm homeless. I've yet to find a house. So if anyone's out there and knows of somewhere, a suitable dwelling for myself.
I'm moving, been delayed about 3 months again. Nah, not again. So hopefully it's fucking soon. Bit sick of it. Moving house is probably the most stressful thing ever.
The most.
Anything to do with your house, I think, is stressful. At least we've got houses. We can't complain.
No, it's quite...
right. Should we start
on a section? Should we call it a summer special, part one.
You know...
We're going to do another one.
Are we going to do another one?
Summer part one.
For more money from Goose Island.
Basically.
So, yeah.
Not doing three, can't be asked.
I mean, I've got some little weird...
You got any summer related shit?
Anecdotes. Anyone?
What's everyone's favourite summer memory? When I say summer, what comes to mind?
Do you know what? Weirdly, one of my favourite memories of just sun and it's us lot in, I think it was Spain, in that swimming pool.
Band, not even band,
that's just one of my favourite memories. Like
Banter Icy Lemon, that's quite summery, isn't it?
Yeah, but we all got, I think we just recently got signed and started touring heavily, and it was like a day off, and we had the festival put in a dead nice hotel, and it was just us in a massive pool on like the top of a building.
Yeah, it was outside.
Yeah, it was like sort of in between like floors, wasn't it?
Yeah. And we were just all there, and we were just like, this is fucking amazing.
Is that where...
That's one of my favourite summer memories.
You and I went for a walk, and I took a glass with me. Remember? I had a glass of Coke. And we went for a walk around the park, and I just had this glass of Coke.
Do you remember me and you went for a walk around the park in Mexico, and there was
A guy having a nap with a pig. One of the coolest things I've ever seen.
He was like using the pig as a pillow, and the pig was chilled.
It was so chilled, man. Because, it was... We were walking to the modern art gallery, weren't we?
Me and Josh, when we go to these places, we like to visit modern art galleries.
The real performance piece was the pig.
A great selection of t-shirts in that gallery, though.
Yeah, I bought two.
Mexico.
I remember the packaging. They came in like Olympics. They came in like a tube, didn't they?
I was annoyed, though, because I got a Sphere t-shirt. Didn't look in the tube, did I?
Wrong size.
Got home, it was like a kid's size, completely different, like unicorns on
baby
it.
Baby growth.
The t-shirt was like dead cool, like it said, like Mexico and all that. I was like, damn, fuming. But you know, it is what it is.
Summer memories, though, yeah.
What's your favourite summer memory? Can you put sun cream on your thinning crown? Or
I use like a pomade for mine.
Cover it with the other hair.
Yeah. It's got fibre in it as well. So
we used to go and jump in Woodbank Park, didn't we? Remember
Big
that? This is going way back. Yeah,
jumps.
I was one of the people who jumped off Big Bedbury.
It's like a legend, dangerous.
I don't know why I did it. I'd never do it ever again.
If you think about how big was it?
Big.
No, yeah. How many foot? I'd say like
a roof, a house roof.
Yeah.
If you went back there now, you'd still be like, shit, this is tall.
No, we did one time.
When you go back there, you don't realise the bit you jump off. You're like, fuck, it's here. Like, it's all overgrown.
That could have gone very easily, hideously wrong, couldn't it?
Dude, there was like stories, weren't there, of like a branch stuck in someone's leg when they jump off it and stuff like that.
I'm pretty sure that could be worse than that.
Quite synonymous with summer memories for people from Stockport, especially, is volcanics.
Is that
from the Ice Cream Man? Do you remember that?
Volcano.
Volcanoes, yeah.
Volcanics,
yeah.
What the fuck?
But there was a guy. Yeah, volcanoes. It might have been Tony, might it?
I had George, I think.
George, yeah. I remember George. George used to wear the full gear, didn't he?
Yeah.
White coat and all that.
George is my man.
He was a bit of a wide boy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
On the quiet.
He was mint.
But if for anyone who doesn't know, it's just a stereotypical 99. Flake, but the bottom of the cone is filled with sherbet.
Oh yeah,
and the actual ice cream is rolled
in sherbet.
That's got to be really, really good for your health and your teeth.
Imagine how much sugar that's got in it.
Volcano,
Jesus!
The last hit when you get to the bottom is like, fucking hell, blows your head off.
It's a mad one, isn't it? A volcano. I mean, I should get my ice cream truck back out, shouldn't I, really?
No, yeah.
I prefer to eat a volcano than be in a volcano. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
What'd you have thought?
It's been
sunburn, innit? Oh, shit's been sunburn. I fucking did it.
I got sunburned on the first.
So did
me
I.
And you did,
me and you did, yeah.
You're very fair, though.
That's what I was going to say. Do you remember when we used to go Dovalls?
Yeah. Blue Lagoon.
Fucking hell.
Blue Lagoon.
Yeah.
Like, so if, obviously, if you're like from, I reckon, do you reckon it's just a Stockport thing, or do you reckon it's like Derbyshire, Manchester?
No,
thing?
Derbyshire, yeah. Northwest.
Yeah, there's like an old quarry. It's, sorry, that's me.
There's
that's
your watch.
My Apple Watch.
Yeah, there's like a.
There's two though, aren't there? Do you remember?
Yeah, there was Blue Lagoon.
One that was really blue.
Yeah, Blue Lagoon, and then there was Dove Halls.
Surely there's some blue, like acidic element.
One had a chassis of a Vauxhall Nova in it. I remember.
Yeah, limestone.
That's Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon.
But the Dove Halls one wasn't as well known. But I remember once we all went with our mates, and we were all waiting for the bus.
Oh yeah, I've got a funny story about this as well.
A car fucking was going down the road, and all us were playing footy in the road because someone brought footy with him. And it's like in the fucking arse end of nowhere, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this car goes past and starts beeping, you know, because we're in the road. And we're all like, wait, fuck off, mate. Do you know what I mean? Like swearing at him and stuff like that. Anyway, still waiting for the bus. I had like another half hour wait. The bus comes down the road. Like, yes, here's the bus. So we're all at the bus stop like that. We all put our arms out like that for the bus. The bus driver, he's the fucking guy who's driving the car, and he just drives past and puts his fingers up at us like fuck off and just drives straight past. You had to wait like another hour for a bus.
Here's one. Fair play to that him. Same trip. So back then, I was still a bit like this now, to be fair. You know, when everyone was jumping in, you were quite a muscular child, weren't you, or teenager?
Yeah, fucking I was hell. Fucking ripped then.
I was quite ripped. I was kind of, child. I just had like, this. I just, you know,
we were on the same
a
team,
nondescript skinny body.
was
not confident about getting my chest out. So
welcome to my world.
Everyone's jumping in.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to jump in this blue Kipster football top I had, right?
Right.
So it was boiling hot. So I'm everyone's jumping in. I'm jumping in a t-shirt. Right.
You were the guy at the pool with the t-shirt.
Yeah. But obviously, as the hours go by, it starts chafing my nipples, and the ends of my nipples fell off. They were red raw. Honestly, remember?
I remember nipple chafing like fuck.
God.
Wait. Did your nipples grow back?
Right, so you know it's just the end of the nipple.
So it just
like the skin,
the nub.
I mean, we don't need them, do we?
The teeth fell off.
We don't need them.
That's the name of this podcast, isn't it?
I just Googled.
Fell off.
Here you go. 10th of June 2013. Toxic Derbyshire Blue Lagoon dyed black.
Oh yeah, no, the fucking.
That was the other one.
Yeah, that was the other one.
They dyed it black every year.
They do it every year.
Do you know what? I remember locals being like.
Locals.
No, look, when we was in Dove Halls, we were saying, where are you going in Dove Halls? And we were like, yeah. And they were like, oh, that one's all right, because there's like ducks and shit in it. He's like, it's the other one, because like no wildlife wants to go in it. It's like, so it's not a good sign.
No wonder your nipples fell off.
It was fucking blue, though.
I think it had bleach in it. It says, bleach has a pH level of 12.3 and signs warn swimmers that water could cause skin complaints. Swimmers are also warned the water contains rubbish and dead animals.
Oh, it was grim, like.
No wonder you look back. Nipples fell off.
It's an old limestone quarry, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's where the high pH comes from.
Miss Thomas, they don't think they're all in the Bahamas anymore. They know they're in Harper Hill.
Fuck me.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
wasn't
chafing.
Good for you, was it? But
toxic
you ever
nipples.
You used to get that in football shirts as well. You used
just
to do
gonna
it.
Say, the reverse of the badge.
England.
Get,
England
yeah,
shirts.
Always
bad
an England
it.
Badge because it was obviously the three lions.
Oh, the embroidery.
That's relevant.
Three lions.
Because it's the Euros now. I bet there's a lot of blokes in the pub chafing.
Yeah.
They look happy.
There's a lot of teats on pub floors.
Under that, there's some chafing nipples going on.
And that's where pork attractions come from.
Yeah, Miles, we watched the first England game in my garden, didn't we?
Mm. Oh, yeah, do you what?
Miles, have you got found a new love? Semi-found love for football, would you say?
Yeah.
Not love, I mean, interest.
So we played City's last game and trophy lift, which was a massive honour and massive shout out to City for letting us do that. Charlie loved it.
It was a swell affair.
And yeah, Josh and Miles were like, oh fuck's sake, we have to watch the game. Obviously they're not into football, but I was like, you might enjoy it, and you did.
It was it
yeah
was,
I can't
you
deny
know
I did enjoy it.
It was a great day out.
But what it was for me is that obviously I've grown up with like football's not really been not my thing, but like I've got, you know, like my soul brother Mike, he was scouted for both United and City, I must add, which is quite an achievement as a youngster. But anyway, so I grow up like watching football either on FIFA, like, you know, the early versions of FIFA, or on telly. And I was just like, I just didn't get it. But then when you sat physically in a stadium, the perspective is so different.
Like, this
the,
is what...
The atmosphere.
Well, it wasn't that for me. Like,
oh, was
I
it
didn't,
not?
No, because, well, we were sat in a sensory room watching it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't, but you
yeah. So the atmosphere didn't particularly interest me, but seeing the
scope,
seeing the actual size of the pitch and watching what it was is like the speed of the people. Like, you know, when they kick the ball bloody miles, yeah. you think no one's going to yeah. catch up with that. And then before you know it,
Kyle Walker's on the end of
before
it.
You know it, David Beckham's doing, you know, skills.
Do you think it's because, like, you know, when we played Wembley and when we played the Etihad, we yeah. took a footy, didn't we, and had a kickabout on the yeah. pitch because it was like, you've got it, haven't you, really?
Yeah.
And it just and feels huge.
When I remember, like, hitting it my hardest, and it was just like, didn't even get anywhere near, like, the halfway
line.
It's
like line when you're hitting a shuttlecock, isn't it, in badminton, it just, you can twat it, but it just goes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just whatever it's on now, you know, I keep an eye on the screen or...
Come on, give us a football fact.
Tell you what, though, Aguero's last game, he was fucking on fire, wasn't he? I tell you, this is what... It felt like I was watching the last episode of Game of Thrones, but I've never seen any of the other Game of Thrones episodes. So I understood.
Spoilers.
And the it was passion. Like, yeah, yeah, but it was like, he's been there for how many years?
Ten years.
He's been there. It's his last one. Came on, fucking scored a goal, had his gloves on. Why'd he have them fucking gloves? Is that so you know it was him?
That's what I thought.
No, yeah, it's because, like, when you play football, you don't use your hands, so your fingers can get dead cold.
Yeah, but why did only he have them on?
He's from Argentina,
isn't
he? And it was freezing that day.
He's been there for 10 years. He should know.
Is he the gloved footballer? Is that what it is?
No, loads of football. I think Mahrez is a bit of a glover, isn't he?
Few of them do it. But anyway, scored goal. Mental. Scored another goal. Mental. It was fucking, it was great.
That wasn't mental, I think.
No, well, for someone who's not been to one, I was like, this is great.
I can't wait till we take you when it's like full capacity and it's like
a big game.
And it's a big game. We score, like, the atmosphere is so, it's amazing, really, isn't it?
Class.
Yeah.
I've missed the football. I can't wait for it to be back. But yeah, the Euros are fucking
nice having the Euros on.
I'm buzzing about it. Yeah. Watch Wales.
It's
last
nice
night.
Seeing crowds as well. Yeah. Yeah. Even though obviously a lot of the stadiums aren't full capacity, but nice. Where was it the other day?
Hungary.
Yeah.
Hungary's full capacity.
I'm quite peckish as well, actually.
Well done, man. Well done.
Fucking hell. But that's the newfound love. And do you know what? I always say this to people, like,
summer, Euros, fuck, we can't fucking beat it.
I think some people do it, though, don't they? Where it's like, it becomes like a stub. It's like, you know, when something, loads of people going about a series and you've not got into it, but you're just fucking sick of people saying the series. You're just not watching it. I feel like people do that with football. Do you know what it's like? I'm not bothered about it because so many people go, you're not into football, you'd like it. And you're like, shut the fuck up, I won't.
Just reminds me of, like, someone who stinks of BO. And cider with a bald head going, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
very stereotype, but that's what football is in my head, is the stereotype.
I think there is.
Orc.
I was going to say I'm the polar opposite of that, but the BO is relative to me.
The loudness of the culture that I'll never be able to get into. What I have got is a newfound appreciation. I wouldn't say love.
I think Miles actually took it on a bit more.
I can appreciate it from very afar.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like,
from a sensory room.
Yeah. Yeah.
From a box.
We just to add on the sensory room, we were sitting there because Chris Taylor was doing the broadcast mix for the thing. Yeah. The only room they had was next to the stage and sensory.
I wasn't
allocated the sensory room. But it did work quite well in my favour, so.
I was just saying, I was watching the Switzerland Italy game last night. Lost 3-0 Switzerland, didn't they?
Yeah. Look good, Italy, don't they?
Yeah, proper. And
that fucking, do you know what, their national anthem's mint.
There was there's some proper Partridge moments in commentary. Like, the camera panned in on this lad in the crowd, and obviously the Swiss flag is across, isn't it?
Yeah.
He went, just to reassure you, that is not a first aid kit, that is a Swiss fan.
Fucking hell.
Go on, mate.
Fucking hell.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, do you want to hear some bullshit?
Sure.
Go on, then.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
The phrase, get your shit together, comes from the dung beetle. So if you don't know, dung beetles...
Gather shit. And they roll it.
They also eat and live in it, and then lay their eggs in it.
Can they smell? Because that plays a big part in this.
Yeah, no, apparently, I can't remember the exact figures.
They can't smell.
I've not...
They must sense.
That's what I'm saying.
How do they know what's shit and what's mud?
Wait, no, that's what I'm saying.
Wood.
They must be able to smell because they can... I can't remember the exact mileage or whatever, or distance, but they can they travel a long way to get shit. It blew my head.
What's the purpose of them getting the shit?
To be honest, I don't know. But anyway, they collect loads of shit.
Do they feed off the shit?
Yeah, they eat it. They live in it and they lay their eggs in it.
So they rely on it?
Yeah. But I'm saying get your shit together because they get loads of shit. together, roll it in a big ball, and that is the fucking thingy.
That
doesn't come from the Beatle, no way. I mean,
no, it doesn't. The Beatle didn't go. Hey, here,
no. I'm just saying, like, you know, there's all sorts of phrases, you know, like shape yourself, pull yourself together, get your shit together. It's like shit just can mean stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit can mean...
No way.
Shit can mean things. It doesn't mean get your fetal matter together.
No, but it's used as a metaphor, isn't it?
So who coined it then?
I don't have a fucking clue.
So what's the relation? Who's... I don't...
I don't personally...
That's where it comes from. If you look at the origin of Get Your Shit Together, it'll say online...
How old is the phrase?
From the Dung Beetle. Fucking years old.
I'm not having that.
Nah, Get Your Shit Together is, I would say...
It's nondescript. It's just like...
That is 1900 onwards. That it's not before. It's not pre that.
Yeah.
Get your shit together.
Get thine shit.
Yeah. Get your shit together. These people on like us growing up.
Get your shit together.
Get your shit together. They're not. Yeah. There's no dung beetle involved in that. So.
Well, no. I mean,
I think the origin isn't dung beetle. I think it's just.
I'm not having that.
I think it's working class people.
Charlie.
I think it's bullshit.
Are you all saying bullshit?
Get your bullshit together.
Here we go. It's true.
It's fake. Yeah, yes, I made fake. It up.
It's a good one, but I'm not having
it's a good one.
Has anyone seen that that thing on Netflix with Nicolas Cage, and it's him saying like
Charlie's favourite actor? Oh, yeah. What do you think? Wooden.
Well, he's so wooden.
And I always say
wooden as a table.
Fucking good on face off. It's just a great film.
He just goes through like the word fuck, the word shit.
It's
quite
it
interesting. I mean, I only got 10 minutes into the work to shit, and I was like, a bit boring this. But
got 10 minutes into shit.
No. So, and it's a book like that went into.
So, can you remember any?
It wasn't shit. It was the word fuck.
So, go on.
Wrong one. But that's like, you know, it just goes
where
back
does fuck come from?
It said something about like last names and stuff. Like people's last names are like Fuckington and stuff like that.
That's bullshit.
No.
It sounds like one of my bullshit.
So basically, I saw something for 5 minutes and I'm recommending it. I don't know what it's
talking
about.
Talking about second names, do you remember when Getty Images after the Brits put Miles' name as Kenlock?
Miles Kenlock.
That's
Miles Kenlock
well.
Arriving at the Brit Awards.
So he's a footballer though, isn't he?
Yeah. Is he actually?
Yeah.
Miles Kenlock.
Miles Kenlock.
Miles Kenlock.
Oh, it fucking gets me. That still.
Then we still put it on stuff, don't we? When we're like filling forms out. Miles Kenlock, and he's like, who's put that?
HMRC.
Oh, just HMRC. Call him. Or sometimes call him Kenners.
Kenners.
You can do what you want.
I've got a like a negative comment. I can't even remember the origin, but I found it in my screenshots.
I found
from ages ago
one of these.
I literally have no idea. It's a screenshot of a tweet with a comment underneath it directed at us.
Mm.
So it says here, so the comment says, reminded me of you guys with a love heart emoji. I was like, okay, what's this? The tweet says, you know a band is about to be really good if every member looks like a fucking loser.
Yeah, have we used that one before?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe I saw it.
Yeah, maybe you saw it.
Thought.
That's good.
Fucking,
is anyone on the band's Twitter?
No.
Go on the things we've liked, because I would...
Put you on Twitter.
A lad did a cover of Negative YouTube Comment of the Week.
Oh, boss.
And I think when I was on the laptop, I liked it, but I might be wrong.
Ollie Flenton. Do you reckon I've said that? Oh, Jack, it's Fenton.
Has it got an L or not?
Yeah, well, it's got an L in it, but yeah, Flenton sounds... I don't know why.
Must be Flenton.
Yeah, anyway, Ollie Flenton. Ready? Here it is.
Hey, he's got it.
Fair play.
Yeah.
Nice false start.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good. Go on, Ollie.
Yeah, nice. It's good that. I like that. Well done, Ollie.
It's good.
Good on you, mate.
I reckon if you send in covers, we'll try. Or someone send, do another cover.
Right,
we'll
no. Someone who's shit up at fucking remake shit needs to remake the theme tune. Because that's...
Yeah,
that's a bit different.
One.
That
do it a bit different. You can do it. You can do it in any style as well. But do it. Either do the beginning or the Negative YouTube Comment, and we'll put it at the start of the next episode. Or if it comes in
the next series,
I was going to say if it comes in time, we'll put it on this one.
If it comes in time, we can put it on the next one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So get on with it.
Actually, yeah, I've seen podcasts where people do that. You know, people send in their versions of the songs. Yeah. And we'll that's a thing we'll do. Basically, what you've just said. Okay, I've got one here. So it was on the...
Miles, give us a fag.
No. Not quite. This is negative.
All right, sorry.
More so the reply. But it was on the video of the one that BBC, like Jimmy, I was going to say him like I don't know him, fucking Jimmy from BBC introduced him.
Yeah.
Newsbeat, whatever. Anyway.
Jimmy Blake from Newsbeat.
Jimmy Blake. So this documentary Jimmy Blake did, and it's us, you know, getting about doing, oh, they've done so many festivals, oh, this and that. Anyway. Yeah.
45 festivals.
That's it.
Yeah.
47 plane flights.
So someone commented saying, I feel like these are going to be the big time famous as the Beatles were. And then someone's commented saying, bit far.
I mean, got a point, haven't
you? Yeah. It's probably me.
Bit far.
Snipe. Commented bit far. And then the other guy said, it's further than yes, and they can make it. Make it they can.
Oh,
so thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks for the support.
Thank you, Telsa One.
Thanks for the lies.
No. But I just thought that's quite funny.
Yeah, I like them ones. Miles, give us a fag.
Miles, give me a fag.
6 months now.
6 months.
No cig.
Congratulations.
No cigar.
Still on the Juul?
No, I'm on the fucking...
You can't breathe and swallow at the same time.
Everyone trying.
No, I bet you can't. What about for your nose?
No,
it shuts
the whole airway, doesn't it?
Mm.
That's a good practical fact, yeah. That.
So, there's one for... You know, I never told you when I tried to breathe underwater once. Never told you about that.
No.
I was on holiday in Spain.
Always in Spain.
Is this the one with Emily recently?
No.
What? Have I tried to breathe underwater recently?
No.
You said on holiday in Spain.
This is when I was about, must have been about 7 or something like that.
Right. Was this the James holiday?
No, it was a different holiday. I went on quite a few cheap holidays in Spain when I was younger. Anyway, so I was underwater and I was like, fucking hell, I'm holding my breath. And I was like, what happens if I just breathe now? I just went like that, just underwater. I just fucking got loads of water in me. Must have got them in my lungs. Woke, got up like. I just thought that's I could breathe. I thought I could just be immortal and breathe underwater.
Do you know what's tight though? You sent a video of when you were over in Spain, when you went with Emily more recently, I say more, like 2 years ago, and you had a video, there's like an underwater
window,
wasn't there?
Yeah. She twatted her head
Emily,
up the window.
Emily spins around and twats her head on the window. It's so funny, but so tight. Like, you feel really sorry for her, but you can't help but laugh.
I've had dreams where I can, like, I realise I'm dreaming because I'm just swimming underwater and just going...
That's fucking mad. You told me about that dream where you used to dream Noddy's car. You should have fucking...
Oh, sinister that. Really, yeah. Some things never change in the mind, do they?
I think my dream was after we finished the podcast. Have I told you about when I had the kid one?
No.
This is quite funny. So I had a dream. A few of our mates have had kids, haven't they?
Yeah.
So it must have just been a topic of conversation. Oh, I think I saw one of the kids or something. Then I went to sleep. I had a dream. Me and Katie had a kid. And we were... I was walking her in like a fucking... He was in like Shoot Sports Direct.
You had a girl?
It was a girl, right?
Sports Direct.
And...
Donnie.
Oh shit! Wait, the name was mad. I was no, the first word. That was it. First word. She went. I went down, and she just looked up. She went, "Shoes off, Dolly."
Shoes off, Dolly.
Shoes off, Dolly. Like she wanted me to take her shoes off. That was the first word. Oh, unless I asked her what her name was, she said shoes off. Something mad like that.
Hiya, kids. What's your name?
Shoes off, Dolly. Doesn't sound like a chill kid's name though.
No, shoes off, Dolly. Fucking weird. That's all I remember from it.
The loudest word ever shouted was quiet. As in the word quiet.
I feel like that's a good word. It's like an oxymoron, isn't it? I feel like you can shout quiet.
It's like when teachers are trying to get kids to shut up, isn't it?
Do you know if I shouted loud, I reckon I could shout quiet louder than I can shout loud. That is an oxymoron, isn't it? I'm not
shout as loud as you can now, but away from the mic.
No, don't.
Quiet!
So intense.
That was quite loud,
Miles,
wasn't it?
Isn't it quite therapeutic?
Silence screaming.
I fucking love that. Then.
Silence.
You do it now. No, I can tell you.
My voice.
Oh, his voice.
You don't need your voice.
You don't need your voice.
Go on, Chaz.
That vibrates.
Your voice.
Go on, Josh. You do yours.
Absolutely not.
Miles, go on.
Fuck!
Fuckington.
Turn southern.
Silence.
Fuck.
Does anyone want me to ask him a random question? Tom, which body part do you wish you could detach?
Your knob.
I knew you were going to say that.
My head.
Chaz, wasn't that your dream?
That was my dream. Connected.
Why do you wish you
know
could
when you're like
your
in
head?
A cupboard or something, or like trying to look at something, and you can't see. I could just take it off and just look at it.
Someone asked me this the other day.
I asked that Miles. And Miles said his eyes.
Yeah, to say.
So he could take his eyes off and look on top of
the cupboard. That's what I said, you little bastard.
So, like when you're in, like sometimes, you know, in the, for example, the oven, and something's not quite right in the oven, or trying to look at dead awkward. Or me and your dad took the top of our oven off the other day. Yeah. It was dead hard to like unscrew it and get in. To fucking get the eye, bang.
Do you know what? I already do it with my phone. You just use your phone.
Yeah. It's common sense.
It'd be cooler to detach.
That's the first thing that came to my head anyway.
Chaz, what about you?
What's that? Body part?
Mm. Ask him a different question. Because we already know
it. I've got a superpower from the other week.
Oh, go on.
The ability to sober up.
Oh, fucking hell. That's a good one, that.
Mint. I was thinking about that.
Like when you go to the pub, you get... In the day, you have one too many, you get pissed, and you go home and like your other half or whatever, or someone you live with is sober. And the worst thing is, you act more pissed because you're trying to act sober.
Yeah,
it's so awkward. Like, I remember me and Sophia doing it once. I got back and I was bladdered, and she was like, "Oh, you're pissed." And I was like, "I'm not pissed." And then we had like an argument.
Oh, so you got her to sleep on the sofa?
I slept on the sofa, yeah. And I felt in the morning, Sophia came down, she was pissing herself at me because in my dressing room, I'd folded up my clothes perfectly. like, I'm not that pissed because look, I can fold up my clothes, even though they're all meant to go in the wash. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's just like, why did you fold your clothes? Like, she said, my pants were all folded nice, my t-shirt was folded like a shop, and then my socks were bundled on top. And it was imperfectly in the corner of the room. She was just like, "What have you done that?" I was like, "I don't have a fucking clue." But
do you remember when Tamer watched me fold clothes? You went, "Charles, have you ever worked in retail?"
I remember when we had Park Life, didn't we? And I didn't drink for about half a year, and went to see Muse dinner at the Etihad, and I got about fucking 10 pints. And I was like, oh shit, I'm playing Park Life today. After I was pissed out of my head, stood at the bar with like 3 pints of water on my phone, head on my hand, just Googling how to sober up fast.
I've tried everything, mate.
You just got a...
Coffee doesn't
Do you know
work.
What fucking helps? Hangover.
Food.
No, Mackies.
Mm. Yeah, it soaks it up, doesn't it?
It just does.
Food, water, that's the best you can do. It is what it is.
It's all you can do. It's all you can do, isn't it?
Once you've gone over the line, there's a level of acceptance that...
Drinking water between drinks... helps mildly, I think.
Chaz, random question.
Yep.
What is something that everyone looks stupid doing?
Having a shit.
Good point.
I said wiping your arse.
Josh said wiping his arse. I tested these out on Josh and Miles, by the way.
Do some more, this is good.
We were the pilot.
Everyone's got a shit in them, remember that.
Fucking hell.
Everyone. I don't think we can use these, you know.
Can.
Having a shit and everyone's
got a shit.
Of course
you fucking can.
It's
done worse than this.
A bit uncouth, innit?
Who gives a flying fuck? Everyone shits.
It is. It's, so it's all right. It's a natural part of life. That's staying in that. But I was going to say, like, I think wiping your ass is the worst.
Yeah.
For me, it was either everyone looks stupid wiping their ass, or everyone looks stupid drinking from a straw. You can't look cool and drink from a straw. Yeah.
Why would you want to look cool drinking from a straw?
Like, I think girls look cooler drinking from a straw. Yeah, something elegant, in it. Like you had a cocktail, fucking boss suit on or boss.
It's quite
boss dress on.
It's quite I know what you mean. It's quite film.
Like a 50s film star drinking a cocktail. You're gonna look cool.
Yeah.
Drinking from a straw or wiping your ass. It's gonna be wiping your ass. Yeah.
I quite like this one, and do you know what I mean? Like, I think I'm going to put this one to Miles. If your 5-year-old self suddenly found themselves inhabiting your current body, what would your 5-year-old self do?
You've already asked me this.
I know, yeah, what I know.
First of all, I'd go, well, what would I do? Depends.
I know.
Do you know what? I've thought of this, but the other way around, where I've gone to being like a kid again.
No,
but
I like the other way around.
So, do I wake up in bed? Or do I just go, and I'm here now?
You wake up in bed.
Right.
In the morning. Like big.
Oh, right. So what's the premise again?
So like your five-year-old self
wakes up now. Wakes up in your body.
Body. So like, you know what? The same is big. Everyone's seen big, aren't they?
And you're going to go back to your five-year-old self and you can change the future.
No. It's like big. So it's not future or present. Like, right. It's meant day, but like your five-year-old self wakes up as like a fucking...
Right, because I was going to say I'd prevent COVID. I'd be like, right,
oh, no.
Don't let this happen.
How would you do that?
I'd say...
No one would fucking believe you, though, wouldn't they?
I'd be like, look, something's going to happen.
Right. Let's just say,
don't let it happen.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but there's nothing like that. It's literally, it's I'd as small as you wake up and you're, instead of being...
God's honest thing, I'd wake up and look at my knob and go, that doesn't look right. That's the first thing I'd do. Well, no, I'd look down and see chest hair.
Look at my knob and think, do you know what you'd be like,
the thing is,
do you know what though, he's got a point. Like, I feel like that would probably be the first thing you do in a weird way.
Do you know, I'd probably be really scared, or I'd wake up and go, I feel like shit, because when you wake up as a kid you don't feel like shit. You wake up now and you're like a bit groggy, you know, ooh, I've overslept, ooh, I've underslept, ooh.
I know you mean when you're a kid you're just up and that's it, you're just like, ah.
So Jam, I've got a question for you.
Fucking hell, here we go.
If you had to pick,
go on.
I don't know. I'm just making this up. I ain't got a question for him. I just want someone to ask him a question. I ain't got a fucking question. Miles is a dickhead. Someone ask me a question.
Josh, I'm going to ask you a question.
Go forth.
You're so steampunk, man.
Fuck you, man.
What's invisible that you wish you could see?
I'll try and think of a different...
Well done. Sorry, man. I'm with you there.
Crown.
What's invisible that you wish you could see?
Right.
Like, I want everyone to answer that one, because it's quite
What's
a good
invisible
one.
That you wish you could see?
Like, do you, like, for example, you could say love or lust.
I said gases.
Farts.
Be like floating water or something, or clouds. Clouds.
You can see clouds.
You can see clouds.
No, but I'm saying it would look like clouds.
Oh, I'll get you now.
I think I'll say like microscopic, because just the matter that everything is made up of, made up from. Fucking hell, let me say that again. The matter that everything is made from. If you could, but then... I don't know, that's kind of
different. It's quite DMT, this. I suppose you'll be able to see anything. Yeah.
But, I just thought you meant...
But I mean, if you could single it out, do you know what I mean? Like, so it'd be like, okay, I want to see the atoms that create this couch or something. That'd be my thing.
When you said that, I thought you meant like a bacteria or something
on the surface. That too, but that would give me severe anxiety.
Go on, Chaz, what would you... Something invisible I can't see. Mine would be love and lust. But for the early days, like, you know, like when, like, I remember like first meeting Sophia and stuff, like if I could see lust and love, do you know what I mean?
I think it'd ruin it.
Yeah, maybe you're right, but...
Some things are better left.
What if you saw like someone lusting after you didn't want it?
What, after me?
Yeah, it sent you under.
Get that every day.
I think it'd do more damage.
Yeah, maybe. What about you, Tom?
Nothing springing to mind. There's nothing I want to see that's invisible.
Well, you know, Miles said the gas is like, I suppose... If you did drop your ass,
yeah, you'd see it.
You'd see it and you could like waft it away, couldn't you?
Gases.
What about you could see wind, wind outside? Yeah, wind's, not like
wind's invisible.
That'd be really useful on stage, wouldn't it, for you? Like, if you could see the wind coming, you'd be like, oh,
like it's just a little big black matter coming. Fucking hell, here comes the wind. Do something.
That's a good one.
Here comes the wind.
But it just comes out of nowhere, doesn't it? And you start blowing about and you're like, shit.
That's a good one.
Chaz has been deep thought.
He's daydreaming, isn't he?
Kind of what I'm about to say.
Oh,
imagination.
Ah,
so it pings up in front of you, and you can hold things there rather than forget them.
Like sort of like an edit screen.
That's that kind of thing.
I guess it kind of is, isn't it? Except it's your imagination that sees that.
This is one. How does you imagine? Like, you know, when I say like, if I say orange carrot, now you see a carrot in your head, don't you? Yeah. What is it? Why?
I see like a white background with just a carrot.
It's just the power of the brain. What is that? Where is it coming from?
Your brain.
It's mad, I suppose, you know, but you know, like when you say something like, say, an album cover or something, like, you know, if someone said to me...
I can just see Suck It and See Now in my head.
Yeah. I can see Hard Day's Night Beatles and I can see it, but where is it?
Say if I say, like, you know, like when we were doing the album Cool Like You or Foolish in Space or something, like, that's what's hard in it being in a band, because everyone's got an idea of what they want the album cover to be like. They imagine something. slightly different. I suppose that's like the creative.
But
side
the thing is,
it,
it's the same with memory. That I think that what that is because you refer to an image that you have seen, and you know what it is. Whereas your imagination is something that could be.
Yeah, it's different, isn't it?
People don't have there's some people who don't have internal picturing or internal. The other thing is internal, like monologue or internal, like you know when you can hear a song in your head or read a book and you can fucking hear it in your head and stuff. There's people who don't have that.
I've got Here Comes the Sun just on repeat in my head since you did that little.
Do you want to know a mad fact? You know, definitely last time, I don't know if we mentioned it or I don't know if it made it in, but we're talking about like, you know, when you say like a millionaire and a billionaire, like they spoke about in the same sort of sentence, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? But like the difference between a millionaire and a billionaire is like,
oh, it's insane.
Yeah, like if you put it to seconds, like 1 million seconds is like 11 days. A billion seconds is roughly 31 years.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking mental,
isn't
it?
A billion is a million, isn't it?
Yeah.
A thousand million, sorry.
But that's what I mean, like, that even just seconds, like, it's mental, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's a large difference. You said, like, oh, the billionaire, like, you'd sort of say, oh, millionaire, billionaire, like, you think, oh, they're both just, but it's, like, so much more.
Yeah,
it's fucking outrageous, isn't it?
How bizarre.
I'll tell you what, I'm really thirsty. Do you know what I really quench my thirst now? The Goose Island SK Brew. What is it? SK2 Brew?
Take two.
That's
SK Brew, I think.
So you can find it online. I'm sure we'll share a few of the bits and bobs. And I tell you what, tastes lovely.
Gets you fucked.
Cheers. Yeah.
Tom Ogden's songwriting sessions.
Tom's games.
Tom's games.
Hi.
Hello.
Da-na-na-na-na.
Which one are we doing there this time then?
The classic of the eponymous
Charlie Salt's favourite
debut album.
Tune.
Is.
Some say the best song I wrote.
James Skelly.
James Skelly.
Ethereal nostalgic sonnets.
Sorry.
James is a very big fan of this song.
James very Skelly.
and you wrote
it on his guitar.
I did. Were you jumping the gun here?
Sorry, I didn't know you were going to say that.
The song is Blown Rose.
Be-do-do-boo.
So there is bits of it which I think I didn't record. The stages jumped quite quickly, but it did come very fast from what I remember.
How long would you say? This always intrigues me, how long like you can write.
It was all at once, Blown Rose.
You reckon about half an hour?
Yeah, probably.
It's fucking mental.
Half an hour to an hour, maybe refining the words.
Yeah.
Where did it come from? What was the first impetence?
Well, there's a few different bits, a few things which were like years down the line. I'll disclose some of the stuff where I got it from now. I had an old Oxford, I think it was a dictionary of phrases. Was it phrases? I think it was phrases.
Right.
Or what was it called? Can't remember. Basically, not phrases. Yeah, it was like phrases and poems from famous shit over the years, basically. Right. It was called something, I can't remember what it was. Book of Quotations.
Right.
It was an old English Book of Quotations. So I had shit throughout the years. And obviously I put stuff into my phone that I like it.
Sorry to interrupt. Is this the Morrissey one?
No, this is different.
Okay, but similar to it.
The Morrissey one, I went and looked at stuff he got stuff from.
Right.
And found the books of them. This is just completely separate.
Okay, sorry.
You just reading,
so I'm
some,
reading stuff
some
for
things.
Like, to get, like, you know, I always, you know, get song titles.
Purposely reading for the intention of writing.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So
researching.
Researching. So I'm looking for song titles, little lyrics here and there.
I'm going to put in again, sorry.
Will you shut the fuck up?
No, I'm asking questions about because it interests me. Like, are you doing that with the intention to write there and then? Or are you doing it just for like,
stockpiling.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Stockpiling.
Okay. So like you might find some it, note it, make note of where it is and then come back to
later,
it.
Yeah,
right. Sorry.
So in my notes, I'll have like loads of stuff written down. So this particular session of looking at it, I must have got the bulk of bits that I got for Blown Rose. So there was a fully Blown Rose was something from one of the quotes, but I just read it as Blown Rose, not fully Blown Rose, Blown Rose. So I took Blown Rose and knew I was going to call the song Blown Rose. I liked it as a title. Then the stately homes of England, how beautiful they stand, is an old quote.
In the same
book.
Right.
Not by the same person.
Right, okay.
So it's like a dictionary, but of different,
of different
poets like shit, whatever, over the years. It goes well back.
Yeah.
So if you Google stately homes of England, how beautiful they stand, it'll come up.
I was going to say, that's where the name comes from in the song, doesn't it? Is that quote or the other quote?
What name? Felicia. Oh, yeah. So Felicia is the person who did the quote.
Which one? Blown Rose?
No,
or
stately homes of England.
Right.
So
that's why you put that.
Yeah, so that's why it says Felicia in the song. So all these little things I've like noted down.
Yeah.
And there was a, I was reading some quote and I liked the way it read. It was like, I made my song a coat covered with embroideries. That's what it said. And I was like, that's good. So then I just changed it to, I made my, and I had Blown Rose. So I changed it. But I'm jumping the gun here to the lyric side of the song.
Yeah.
So obviously.
No, it's all right. I think let's go on.
So I changed, I made my wish a coat because it looked covered.
Like a fucking Rubik's Cube of words, this, isn't it? It's quite interesting.
Then I changed, I made my wish a coat to, I made my song a coat. I changed it to, I'd made my wish a rose. I just thought that's a boss opening line. Covered. The song, and I know eventually I'm going to get Blown Rose in it.
Yeah.
And then covered with embroideries, I just looked for other words that are similar to embroideries, which is spangles. So I kind of, it's like cheating, isn't it? But it's not.
No, not at all. I mean, I wouldn't read that and then take out.
It's adapting to it because I liked covered with embroideries. It's like, they're like talking about covering a song. You can't do that, can you? Yeah, it's like very evocative. So it's like, I made my wish a rose, covered with what's something like embroideries, spangles. Then the rest of it I just made up. So the only the bit I got from that is just the opening line. Then it set me up then.
Yeah, once you had that opening line, are you like...
And I had the, but I have the melody. So then obviously...
Is it like sledging? Once you've gone over the brow of the hill, you're just fucking going down that hill.
Yeah, rewind. We start working with James Skelly in the summer of 2014. He gives me this Boss acoustic Gibson.
Is that how long ago it was?
Yeah.
It's like, it's the guitar that you've probably always fucking wanted.
Yeah, Noel Gallagher you just want. Is it, what's it called, Josh?
J200, yeah.
Is it a Hummingbird? No, it's not a Hummingbird. J200. Just a J200, yeah. A Gibson J200. Big so he gives me this because I didn't have a good enough acoustic to do them gigs at the Blue Cat.
Oh.
That's what it was for.
Fucking hell.
So he gave me this guitar and obviously I took it home. Literally the first thing, and I don't have the voice of it, was the opening chorus to Blown Rose. So
F, E minor.
So you just fucking picked it up and they were the first chorus. That's fucking mental.
So he went, pass me, you got the guitar?
Over there.
Just bit around there.
The actual guitar.
Miles, the guitar.
So this exact guitar, I took it home, back room, sat in the old back room in mum's house, and I literally went, then was like, oh. Then I was like, sounds good. Then in my head, I already knew, I was like, dun, dun. So I figured it out, so I was like, well, they're the chords for the verse. So then in my notes, I've got, I made my song a coat, or something like that. And obviously the melody would have just come straight away. Like,
yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, so that just fucking... So when you did
like
them...
That's like subconscious shit.
Yeah,
though,
I was going
like,
to say, when you do them chords, really that just fucking comes out with it.
I would have like probably mumbled some stuff.
Yeah, because that's the stuff that I think sets you different to say...
Well, because I already had...
Anyone else.
Because I already had, I made my song a coat. Yeah. I've got like the syllables that I need.
Yeah.
So I would have probably sang my song a coat and thought I can't just copy it.
Yeah.
So I changed it to I made my wish a rose.
Which is literally the Morrissey formula, isn't it?
Yeah.
But a lot of the time Morrissey actually just directly put the quote
references
in.
References them, don't he?
So then just wrote it from there, then just carried on, figured it out.
Right.
It would have come quite quick. And then obviously I had another lyric, so then when I got to the stay on just beautiful, then it just fit it.
You're mad.
So that melody, I just came with that line. So I didn't have that melody before I had that line. I just that just line gave me that melody. I think
you always say you're a firm believer in like you think instruments, and a lot of people who are songwriters believe it, don't they? That instruments hold tunes in them.
Yeah, it's a bit that's like a good whether you believe it or not. But
well, no, I think
it's like it was hidden in this guitar that tune. It was literally the first thing I played when I took it home.
Like sometimes when there's like a new album or something, you'll actively say to us like, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that, because
well, everything has a vibe,
you know it'll spur something new in your mind, do you know what I mean?
And it's you're saying it's the first, but it's also the only song you wrote on that guitar, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I might have wrote one more, but
I suppose it's good, do you know what I mean? So especially if you're like you're a young lad or a young girl who's like writing songs now or struggling a little bit, just sat on a guitar,
change it,
yeah,
change
get it a, up. Do you know what I mean, get a keyboard, learn keyboard or something, do you know what I mean, get something else, and it might spur you on to do something else. No, I think it's interesting, like,
certain like even obviously there's so many types of guitars, but they definitely, although I'm not a songwriter, but the different guitars make me play differently. Yeah. So like when, as soon as I got the Strat, you immediately play, like you realize now, like Nile Rodgers, whatever, that certain instruments have a way to be played.
Yeah.
It's the instrument that makes you play it.
A chord you could play on somewhere else, but it sounds different. Like I had a guitar that I wrote Charlemagne on and all that, my old guitar. And like F major 7 is in Charlemagne, but like, But when you play that on its own, it was just that set the old tune up, that
chord.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That sounds boss on this guitar, because it's such a good guitar. It was like, right.
I was going to say, it's like, I mentioned to you before, interest, like when we did, because when you came to me or us and was like, the one thing you didn't say anything else about any filter drum, but you just wanted them big things, like.
So this is the riff, that's where I get into that now. Right. So I wrote the song, Refine the Words, quite quick. And I originally wrote this as a breakdown after like the first chorus, which obviously then became the main riff, this was for like a breakdown after the chorus. And this is like the first thing I've recorded. It's on the 24th of September, 2014. So I thought it was a bit like Johnny Marr, it's like a Smithsy kind of thing.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
So that was meant to be like the breakdown. And then I knew I was going to double up on the synth, so I get the little Casio and play it on that, so I'm like locking it in, like that's going to be...
Did you write the riff with that on guitar? Or
I wrote that riff keyboard, on guitar, right. And then doubled it up on
the... At the time, you wrote a lot of riffs on keyboard.
This one was on the guitar. It's that jangly thing. So then I think I've then sent this to Center Skelly, 6th of October 2014, which is like a week later, isn't it? It starts with the verse chords, don't start with the...
Yeah. Wasn't the riff at the end?
The riff at the beginning?
It's in the middle.
But it was, right.
Made my wish you rose.
It didn't even sound like that.
Covered in old spangles.
It's me.
Beside the river froze. Felicia, I miss you. The stately home.
Of course, there. But it goes to like the breakdown verse after this. So this is the bit where Skelly comes in and kind of helps us.
Yeah,
jig bits about
structure the song. I feel like a lot of people, when they're writing tunes, struggle with the structure of songs at first.
But, and it does that again, I think. Oh, it's a double verse. Oh, no, that's right. Oh, no, sorry, I haven't. No, so it is in the right place.
Yeah.
I skipped in before.
Stately homes of England. How beautiful is
but the riff is after the breakdown.
Lately it's a lonely love, I know. Blow.
Where'd you record this?
Right here.
Job Studios.
That's never got doubled up.
Nice how you slide the C major 7 in there.
Well, I put that there. And I remember him, Jay, hearing it in the rehearsal room going, that you should just put that at the start as well. He was like, that's your hook.
Yeah.
That should be the riff.
And right. It's the one everyone sings, isn't it?
So this is all the same. Then a week later, we've gone to Skelly's. And this is in Skelly's rehearsal room in Liverpool.
All of us or just you?
All of us.
Oh, fucking hell.
But this is like, this is how as we've finished it now. So we've obviously jigged, put the riff at the
start. I was going to say, we had the means to record demos at the time.
It's not a proper demo, it's just a proper phone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, do you know what I mean? Because obviously normally we've got like a demo and stuff to show people,
yeah.
But this is before demos, it was that early on.
What are you saying, that hit thing?
Yeah, you really wanted that emphasized. I still remember. I remember you coming to me going, and at first I used to do it on the floor, Tom, and the snare, but you were like, no, it needs to be more subtle, like...
A double snare.
Even the double snare, you were still like, it's not enough. That's why in the record,
the
like,
song
tambo.
And all the parts pretty much similar, aren't they?
But there's a boss.
What about the bass, Chaz?
Bass is same.
And what?
You know what I don't think's on it? When I had a quick brief look before.
That might have been like a studio thing.
I think you came up with that later.
Yeah.
So say like, remember. You know the bass line, because the bass line's mint in this song, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But where's that come from?
Where did you steal it from?
It's just complimenting Tom's songwriting, isn't it? Just in between.
But yeah, but are you sort of the same?
It's quite Smithsy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite Andy Rourke.
Are you going to say you're the same as Tom, though? Like when Tom was saying, when he got them chords together.
Yeah.
And the melody was just there. I mean, you don't know what the fuck it is. The same when you heard it, you're just like, oh, I'll just do this.
I'll hear something in my head and then I'll try and play it. Yeah. And if it's not working, I'll just chip it off.
That's what the difference between drums and an instrument where you've got different notes in the cookers. obviously with drums there's only a set amount of things you can do. Do you know what I mean?
This is just worth mentioning. This is before we got in the studio with Rich Turvey, who came up with a lot of the call and response synth parts
from the thingy.
All that was you and Rich. All of us kind of came up with it, I think.
Yeah. There's that ELO part at the end, wasn't there, that you did?
Is that the RS09?
Well, that's the Nord, that.
Oh, the Nord.
The Nord, yeah, yeah.
So go to the end of it. You're not doing the
what year was this time? It's 14.
2014. But it's a boss thing, what? You heard Jay speak at the end. Which is cool.
That's true.
I remember speaking about that outro bit with you, like, it needs to be like a bit Johnny Marr again. That's the same. But listen to Jay here now. I reckon we should record that one next time. How weird.
Yeah, it's good times, that. We used to go up to Jay's rehearsal room in Hoy Lake, or the Coral's rehearsal room, and do show him the tunes we had and stuff like that, and he'd help refine some of them and stuff. When going into the studio, it was like an easy, he wasn't like we're spending all the money on studio time, you know what I mean, doing the things that you can just do in the rehearsal room.
Basically, you just fucking wrote it, rehearsed it, and recorded it. It's pretty fucking OG, isn't it?
It was the OG there, the same like...
it's the same way we used to do all the old ones, isn't it?
Yeah, before Charlemagne, that's old, that song.
I didn't have a... Because I must have borrowed Jay's Burns 12-string, because I didn't have one back then. I remember that, because it's fucking huge.
And hot. Then
when we went into the...
Nope.
That was awful.
Sorry.
That's completely thrown.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
I was going to say, I wonder if we'll ever go back to that sort of way, because we've not done that for a long time, have we? You know, it's like.
I remember, because we used to rehearse at the Scaffolding Yard then, didn't we? Yeah. I remember when you brought that to the band. We listened to it in the van, I think. I think I've written a really good song here. And we listened to it in the cab of the van, didn't we? Do you remember?
Yeah. I remember.
I remember hearing it for the first time and being like, what the fuck?
I think that was a breakthrough in terms of the songwriting.
I was going to say,
fucking guys in stock, but that's like a proper real song.
There's a lot of the emphasis on Charlemagne being that song for us, but Blown Rose...
I think Blown Rose was more important.
That's what I mean, don't get the credit. Because I remember when we got taken to South by Southwest with Introducing, this is the one we're going to do.
We wanted them to put that one out on the video and stuff.
I remember just before playing that one, shitting myself, being like, don't fuck this up now. I was dead nervous that gig. So that gig for us, we thought that was going to be the gig that got us a record deal, really, because all record labels were going to be there. It was like, it was our first time on a plane together. Do you know what I mean? It was like, weirdly, before you're in like a band, you think there's like one occasion that you're going to get that thing. Do you know what I mean? It always says, and it's not really the case, is it? Do you know what I mean? No. If you're good enough and you've got it, you've got to just fucking keep going. You're going to get knockbacks. I think after that one, people were like, nah, you sound like Miles Kane. I think people said, oh, something mental.
Cut me and I bleed that.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's the same, like, because we had like a gig at Macbeth that we put up, and like all A&R people and record labels coming to. And we didn't have like Blown Rose, Charlemagne, like, did we at the time?
We had Blown Rose.
Did we have Blown Rose then? Sorry. But then Cut Me and I Bleed was that, like, the single, wasn't it?
What we did, we sat on Blown Rose. So we recorded that then, but we didn't release it till, I think it was like May or June 2015.
Yeah, it was the EP.
The label got involved on that.
The
label backed that.
The label did back that.
It was
going
to be a trial.
The label backed that as a trial, and then we sent him Charlemagne.
So Charlemagne was the follow up.
Yeah, and that's when they offered us the record deal, because they had Blown Rose and Charlemagne. They were like, let's sign him.
Yeah. I remember James Kelly going, everyone will like that tune about Blown Rose. He was like, they will like it.
It's timeless, that tune. I think it'll really stand the test of time, that one.
It's a boss tune. I always enjoy playing it.
Probably you always know when it's a good tune when you strip everything off, don't you?
Yeah.
It's definitely played that so much now. Like most gigs we play that, don't we?
And do you know what's not timeless? This podcast. So thanks for listening, guys. We've had a really good time doing this. I think we might do another one or two, maybe, probably, hopefully just one.
Yeah, probably do another one. But yeah. Buy SK Brew.
SK Take Brew. Two. Take two.
Take two SK Brew.
Take two. Buy SK Buy Boo.
Mal,
wait,
rap.
What? Give me some ice. Give me some thrice. Don't give me headlines, because I need some ice for my beer.
yeah, give me a beer. Ooh, I'm on the lake. What do I see? A pigeon, a goose. Wait, that one's better for me. Put it in a can. Put it to me. Drink. Go to sleep.
There we go.
Goodbye. See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.